Into the Light Ministries is proud to present Your Alarm Call with Reverend Ron Vernier. Now we ask you to sit back and open your mind and your spirit to what God has to say to you on Your Alarm Call.
Nobody is planning on dying. Nobody. But thousands of them are going to. And the devil has got them so deceived, every single one of them believes this. They believe it with everything within them. You believe it. You believe that you're going to die in a hospital at night with your family around you, with the morphine and the sedatives in you and no pain. Want to bet? Less than 1% of you are ever going to die that way. How about the front end of a 53 GMC truck through the front of your guts? And coming out the back with all of your intestines on it. How about your head halfway through the windshield of a car? How about your car halfway through the engine of a freight train? How about that last hit you just took, being a little bit too much, a little bit too pure? Boy, he was good to you this time, gave you the good stuff. Problem is, you ain't used to the good stuff. And this stuff's going to do you in. Or the hit you just took off the joint, what you don't know. In order to be funny, in order to be cute, your buddies have laced it with enough angel dust to kill a horse. And you're gonna drop over tonight. I'm sure John Belushi thought that tomorrow he was gonna get up and start rehearsing for his new movie. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that Elvis Presley was planning on beginning the recording of his new song next week. They didn't plan on dying. Young, I'm rich, I got a lot of money, I'm famous. And someday, you'll have something added to that. You'll hear a voice that says you're also dead. And then the next voice, that will be the bummer. The next voice. You know, there won't even be any lost minutes on Nixon's White House tapes. All them lost minutes are going to be found and put back on the tape. And you'll see Lee Harvey Oswald sitting there eating his lunch like the patsy and the fool he was. Never even knew what happened. You're going to find out about a lot of conspiracies that your wonderful government did. Remember, God says the governments are going to be judged for what? Someday, I want to do about a 10-hour ministry on the judgment seat of Christ. If you're interested, write to me. If enough of you write, we'll do it. Because the judgment seat of Christ is the most interesting thing other than salvation you will find in God's Word. And when I begin to look at the judgment seat of Christ, when I begin to look at what's really going to go on, I'm going to be able to even see past all that makeup and eyelashes. I'll be able to see Tammy Faye, what she really looks like. Imagine that. Yeah, it'll all be there. And I'll be able to actually listen in with the guy with the earphone in his ear. Oh, God tells me. And it's his wife on the other end that's talking to him. Remember him? You know, today he's back in business making more money than he was before. Oh, God, give us some discernment. God, give us some discernment in the church. Where was I, Lord? Forgive me, Jesus. He did not defile himself with the things of the world. Number two, faith in God. You cannot please God without faith. Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith? Tonight, right now, do you have faith? Had a young man, smart mouth, drunk most of the time. Could not witness, could not minister Christ to him, couldn't get anything across to him. One day he said, you don't have to worry about me, because where I'm going, all my buddies will be there, my friends will be there. That's right, they will be. But you'll never see them. Because you see, it's so dark, you can't see anything. You can't even see the end of your nose. It's just pitch dark. You'll hear them screaming, but you won't know it's them. That's it. But, you know, it wasn't about, two or three months after that, my wife and I were working in a funeral home because it gave us free rent and a few dollars a month to live on. And we were free that we could go out on the streets all day and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And sure enough, a few months later, they brought this young man in, same young guy, same smart mouth, cursing God young man. I don't know if you'd call him drunk or not. He was stone dead. I don't know if he'd be drunk anymore, but he was drunk when he died. But they told me what happened. They said he was coming up over the top of this hill, and he was stone drunk. He was on his motorcycle and he lost control and it went off the road and it hit a tree doing over 100 miles an hour. And I said, well, that must have killed him instantly. And I said, no, that's a strange part. It should have. It busted him all up. There was hardly nothing left. But he crawled. Literally, with his fingers, they could see the finger marks in the grass and in the dirt, and he crawled about 3 or 4 feet to get to a tree, and he kind of sat up with his back on that tree and feet down there on the ground and kind of sat there. And he stayed alive for quite some time. I suppose thinking somebody would come and find him. But nobody came and found him. Now, being that he was still drunk, I don't think he gave a lot of thought to our little talk about Jesus. But when they brought him in to the mortuary where I worked at him in a little plastic bag, and I unzipped the bag because curiosity, I just couldn't help myself. I unzipped the bag and I could see the 118,000 maggots crawling all over them. It was in the summer, it was a warm day. Been a warm few days. And I zipped the bag back up. And I thought about the worm that never dies, that will be there forever and ever. And there are days today, and there are nights, that I will be in prayer and I'll be before God, and although it's not with an audible voice or anything like that, yet I am convinced that I can hear that young man screaming. I am convinced I hear him screaming. It's amazing. He had faith in God. Number three, he was a man of prayer. Irregardless of what happened, he is a man of prayer. I have three sons that I thank God for every day. I bless God every day for my children. But I bless God more than the average person. And this is why I bless God so much. Because when we were first saved, my wife and I could not have children. We went to the doctor and we had to test and we could not have children. And one night I came home from work and my wife was all excited and I said, "Honey, what happened?" And she said, "I found out we can have children." And I thought, wow, the doctors must have called her or something. I said, "Well, what happened? What happened? Tell me about it." She said, look at this. And she opened up the Word of God and it was right there. The Lord thy God is he who opens and closes the womb. And I said, "Oh, boy." And she said, "Well, now that we know this, all we got to do is pray." And a couple other things. And I'll be pregnant. And she had a lot more faith than I did because right away I thought, I don't know how I'm going to let her down gently on this. And I thought for a while, I just won't say anything and maybe she'll forget it. She didn't. About 3 or 4 weeks later, one morning I'm getting ready to go to work and she's getting all dressed and I said, "Honey, where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to the hospital today." I said, "Why? Are you sick?" And she said, "No, but it's far enough along. They should be able to tell whether I'm pregnant." And my heart just sank. Because I thought, "Lord, what am I going to tell this woman? I love this woman. I don't want to hurt her." And I thought, "I'll let the doctors do it. They do this all the time. They know how to say this. I don't know what to say." So I just went off to work. Well, she called me at work and he neither happy nor sad, kind of in between. And she said, "Can you get some time off?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I get some time off." And she said, "Well, do that. Take some time off and come home right away." And I said, "Yeah, okay, I'll do that." So I took some time off and I drove home. And I said, "What happened?" And she said, "Well, I went there, but they said it was too early. They couldn't tell anything." And I said, "Well, you know, there's always that chance that this may not be the will of God." She said, "No, it didn't say that." She said, "But I'll tell you what, at the drugstore, they sell these kits that can now tell you faster than the doctors can. And you can buy these kits and they'll tell you whether or not you're pregnant. And we could pick up one of them today and I could try it tomorrow morning." And I thought, there goes another $20 wasted, but I didn't know what else to say, so I said, yeah, go ahead, buy the kit. So she did, she bought the kit. The next morning, she woke me up with screaming, but happy screaming. And I leaped out of bed, and I said, "What is the matter?" She said, I took the test and I am pregnant. And I thought to myself, there's something wrong with that test. And we waited about 2 or 3 weeks, and she went back to the doctor, and they tested her again, and we have 3 perfectly healthy, wonderful, spirit-filled preachers of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have one that's 24. I have one that is 22, and one that's just turning 21. And I thank and I bless God every day for my miracle children. What God does for one, He will do for everybody. People got to quit paying attention to doctors and lawyers and everybody else and get a hold of God. He was a man of prayer. Number 4, he had zeal for the things of God. Zeal for the things of God. And number 5, the last one. He was faithful in business and money matters. Now, when you're thinking about this one, he was faithful in business and money matters. Remember the IRS. Remember your income tax. Remember the things you've taken home from work that maybe just quite didn't fully belong to you. Remember the tool that you borrowed from work 12 years ago and forgot to bring back. There are 5 things, and quickly I want to read them to you again. You refuse to defile yourself. You have faith in God, and you walk and you live and you exist in that faith in God. And you are a man or a woman of prayer by everything. Bring it before the Lord by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Have zeal for the things of God, for the expansion of the kingdom of God, for evangelism, and be faithful in business and money matters. And if you will do those 5 things, there's 5 things there. And God gives me the number 7. I believe God is saying that if you will commit to those 5 things, that in 7 days you will begin to see a change in your life. You will begin to see things turn around in your life. But the very first one will be your hardest. You will have to make up your mind not to defile yourself. Would you pray with me right now, please? Because this one's going to take all the prayer power you got. I not only want you to pray, I want you to believe. No sense in praying if you don't believe. Holy Father, right now we come before you in the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, I know that your word is true. And Father, I know that you said wherever two or more are gathered, there I shall be in the midst of them. And God, I know you're right here tonight in the midst of us, Lord. God, there are people here tonight that have financial needs. There are people watching us on television tonight, God, that have a need in their marriage. They have emotional needs. They have financial needs. They have physical needs. Father God, there's people watching us tonight, Father, who need a healing in their body. God, I don't know what night this is going to air. I don't know where it's going to be. But even now, I see the Lord shows me a man laying in bed. Because there's, I don't know what it is. There's something wrong with your left side on the inside. There's something wrong with it. And whatever it is, it can be broke up because God is breaking it up, right? I see God breaking it up right now. He's breaking it up into little pieces, like little white pieces of rock or something. I don't know exactly what it is. But God is breaking that up. I don't know when this is going to air. I don't know where you're going to be. But you'll be watching this program and be on your left side. And you got it like a brown quilt or something on the bed. I see the color brown, very heavy and brown. But God is going to heal that for you right now tonight. I did not expect to say anything like that, but I cannot help but show you what God shows me. He is going to heal that tonight. Father God, I ask you for the rest of the people, Lord, that you would touch them. Father God, there are those. Yes, Lord. I do not normally do this. If you've ever watched me on television, you know I don't do this. But I don't have any choice but to do what God tells me to do. I see a couple, man and a wife, and you have a tremendous financial need through no fault of your own. This was not your fault. Something happened, something went wrong. I don't know what it was. But the Lord would have you to know that you can stop worrying and praying and fasting, and you can stop worrying about it right now because the money is on its way. And don't you forget who sent it when it gets there either. God is going to take care of it. Seemed impossible. It was impossible. But he's going to make a way where there is no way. Father, I just ask you to bless each and every one, irregardless of where they're at, irregardless of what they're doing. Just ask you to bless them, Lord. I ask you to be with them. I ask you to keep them safe, God, until next week or until the next time we see each other and we're together. Father, we bless you and praise you and give you all of the glory. In the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
And now some previews from Pastor Bernier's next program.
Which is beyond what God created our mind to understand, or in the glories of heaven. Eternity, time without end, it will never end. Never end. The suffering will never end. The pain will never end. The misery will never end. Where the worm never dieth. Where the fire never goes out. You know, since the day I got saved, I have never been able to look at a bonfire, or like when we used to rake up the leaves during the day, and then towards evening we'd start a little fire and light them and maybe have a hot dog roast there. I have never been able to look at those burning coals without thinking about hell. Without thinking about literally bodies floating up and down and around in that lake of fire, but yet a lake of fire that is so dark, so black, you can't see beyond the end of your nose. You can't see anything. You can hear all the screaming. You can hear all the moaning. You can hear all the agonizing, but you can't see anything. I can't imagine. My mind can't grasp what that would be, the hopelessness. The hopelessness. Just that alone, the hopelessness. Because at one time, you seen Jesus, just before the end, you seen Jesus gather all of his children together in his arms, and you seen them back off into the galaxies. And then all of a sudden, he blew up the earth, the heavens, the atmosphere. It blew up. You ever been at a 4th of July celebration? Well, especially in the United States, you go to the 4th of July and the fireworks go off and you hear all the oohs and ahs. Woo! Wasn't that beautiful? You know, you hear all that. Can you imagine when God takes all of his children, gets them all together under his arms, backs away from the universe, because that's what the Bible said is going to happen, going to back away from the universe, and he's going to say, watch this, kids, and he's going to blow it all up at once. You want to know that's going to be a big woo and a big wow, because I'm going to be the loudest right up front. Wow, God, wow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we ask you to tune in again next time to The Alarm Call. Remember, if you would like to contact us for prayer requests, or if you just need someone to talk to, you can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. You can also send us traditional mail at Post Office Box 1523 in Hollister, Missouri, 65673. Please have a wonderful day, and may God be with you in all that you do.